I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Previously on Derpy Show.
Did it not happen, or is that what the media wants you to think?
It's probably a liberal media conspiracy.
Yeah.
Guys, I'd like to point out the fact that we're probably considered part of the liberal media.
We're the liberal media?
Well, we're not preaching Fox News values, so I guess that means that we're on the other side.
Oh, God.
If you're not them, you're somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Even if you're not taking a side, that means that you're taking a side.
Derpy Show, come with us. Take a side by not taking a side.
Wait, what are
fucking
we...
Fucking Switzerland always not taking a side.
They make really good cheese.
The Swiss? Yeah, there's some good cheese.
I like cheese.
We know.
The smellier, the better.
Derpy Show.
Fuck
That's
em.
What she said.
Wait!
Derpy Show.
Yeah, hair in my mouth.
That would be a good spot for this.
Hair in my mouth.
But, no,
take
like...
Take my butt.
Derpy Show.
So, I have a new plan. I'm only going to refer to Joe as Rookie.
Rookie?
Yep.
All right, so, God damn it, do I get a say in this?
Nope.
I thought this was a democracy.
It's going to be like, this is a police force, you and I are the seasoned beat cops who've been on the job for about 35 years, one of us is about to retire.
Yeah, and he's the dirty rook that needs to learn the ropes.
And we got a rookie here.
So this is like Men in Black, and you're K and I'm J. Sweet, I get to be Will Smith.
No.
Oh.
No. This is more like... Super Troopers,
his noisy cricket is just going to be humiliation.
Yeah, and you're the rabbit. So you get to fuck the bear.
Derpy Show.
Speaking of, I'm gonna get some water.
Go ahead.
God damn. Thanks for going over there this time.
I don't think you guys are freaking off with your bowels. That's all I'm saying.
Well, this conversation devolved really quickly.
That's how.
Welcome to Derpy Show,
where the conversations devolve nearly as much as our brains have. Say Derpy Show.
Derpy Show.
All right, take two. Hey guys, welcome to Derpy Show.
Welcome to Derpy Show.
Welcome to Derpy Show.
Derpy Show.
Derpy.
This is the first episode with our newest rookie, Robo Joe.
You can't see it, but I'm putting my arms up in the air like, woo!
He thinks there's a camera here.
Yeah, well, that might be because I told him that this is going to be like a reality TV show.
Oh, that might make it more interesting.
He might be acting out for the camera.
Are we going to have physical challenges?
Eventually.
Oh, God.
We're already I guess he's used to those, because we have made him do that.
We've made him do several physical challenges.
Hey, actually.
Anyway, this is, I'm Boar.
Oh, yeah, this is DJ Snorlax.
Let's do that again. Anyway, I'm Boar.
This is DJ Snorlax.
I'm the rookie.
What's your name, Rook?
Oh, I thought we were going with...
God damn it, these people like introductions. They need to know what your name is to go with your voice. That's why you have to say it.
Yeah, but you told me I was the rookie.
No, you are the rookie, and I'm going to refer to you as rookie, because that's what you are. Then but you have a name.
Oh, I thought rookie was my name.
No!
No! Say your goddamn name!
quit laughing and say your name. Name, Helen, name.
Hi, my name is...
My name is...
He's trying to finger me or something.
He's trying to do sign language to show you his name because I made a Helen Keller joke. I think we've already ruined him.
And I think you guys were worried about me being derpy enough.
No. You won the derp dome. That's why Neofaust has been exiled.
Killed him?
Not executed, exiled!
Now Joe's all worried, like, are they gonna kill me if I don't do well?
Yes. You still haven't said your goddamn name!
Alright, let's start again. And go.
Naked Robo Joe!
Cool.
Okay.
That was good enough, I guess. That's all we're gonna get out of it.
What did you want me to do?
Naked Robo Joe. Maybe we should do like we did for the first episode and have him do like a Welcome to Derpy Show, like, have him start it out.
Yeah.
And then we can see how badly he screws it up like Neofaust did.
Yeah, here, try it, start it off. Introduce the show.
Yeah, start off.
Welcome to the Derpy Show!
Oh, God!
He did it exactly like Neofaust did!
The exact way! There's no the!
Try it again. Go.
Welcome to the Derpy Show. This is Naked Robo Joe.
You're like very like. Welcome to Derpy Show. This is Robo Joe.
I'm a robot. What do you want from me?
Fun!
I wasn't programmed for fun.
He was programmed for sex!
Actually,
What does he want?
Why is he here?
Is this turning into a $6 million man bit?
Oh, God. We don't have that much money. It's like $6 in what we found in the back of Rob's IKEA, fucking car.
IKEA? Rob, you own an IKEA?
I wish. I wouldn't be doing Derpy Show if I owned an IKEA.
Yeah, we'd be doing IKEA Show. Duh.
Welcome to IKEA Show!
Yay! Yoindy bingdy bongdy bongdy bingin!
Meatballs! I don't know.
I thought we were naming our favorite Muppets.
Swedish Chef, has a beaker in the background.
Yeah!
Science is like food making.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Why didn't those characters cross over more often?
Morgan, Morgan, Morgan. Me, 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 me.
Yeah.
It could work.
And then the chicken's doing a can-can line kick.
As they're getting put into the oven.
Did Gonzo ever show up and, like, try to rescue those chickens?
I think that happened all the time, actually.
Okay. I feel like it happened at least once.
I don't...
There's a lot of Muppet Show episodes, man. Anyway. We also have to figure out what your new nickname is.
I thought it was Rookie.
No. That's what we call you.
Oh, God. This is so complicated.
Because when we make our morning talk show, drive time traffic show... You have to have a cool name.
Yeah, that's why he's DJ Snorlax.
And he's the boar.
Yeah. But typically, I don't have the. We add that in for the DJ morning bit.
Well, it's when it's da-da-da-da-da-da DJ Snorlax.
Yeah.
Are you not familiar? Hold on, let's crank this up.
DJ Snorlax
and the boar.
What the fuck was that?
That's our morning soundbite.
Yeah, we used to be on the radio, so we used to do that, in the morning to keep people energized.
Yeah. You're like, boo, boo, woo! It's 7 a.m., okay. WPRK, pulling out!
You guys had to wake up at 7?
Yeah, we were like, what, 8 to 10?
Yeah, that's right, we were 8 to 10. So yeah, we did, we woke up around 7 and got there about 8, yeah.
Just like, there's an 8 in the morning?
And then we had to hang out in a cold basement for 2 hours.
That is true.
That sounds like so much fun.
It was very cold at all times.
Did you ever get raped?
No. No, we didn't.
No, that actually happened to the late night people, not us.
Oh, because
rapists go to sleep in the morning.
What was it?
That's true.
It was
God.
It was at a college, right? So I mean,
that got dark really fast.
I mean, it was at a college, and rapists got to sleep too. So after a night of raping,
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to say that there's probably more rape on college campuses than not college campuses.
All the frat boys, drugging people, and
What if you compare college campuses to another area like? alleys. Dark alleys.
Well, there are dark alleys on college
Do
campuses.
We have enough statistical data on dark alleys?
Well, I don't think there's enough statistical evidence. But there are dark alleys at campuses. So I feel like it would be safer to say college campuses versus
well,
bad
never,
neighborhoods.
You never want to hang out in a dark alley on a campus.
No, but...
Otherwise,
rape.
Someone's going to blow you where the Pampers is.
What? The Pampers?
Can he blow
me? Is that like the Krampus's wife?
Yeah, can he blow me where the Pampers is?
So confused. We don't know what's happening right now. Like,
show me where the campus is.
Okay, so like... So anyway, what now? You were saying something, Rook?
Rape.
Stop talking about rape! Why did my voice do that? I was like, stop talking about rape! Like,
you were channeling Bill Cosby because the Cosby's against rape?
Well, that's probably true, but I don't know.
How many people are pro-rape?
There are a lot of pro... I mean, I guess gangs in India are pro-rape, but that's about it.
Oh yeah, that's going on right now.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Derpy Show.
Dude, so I went to buy shoes the other day. So I'm checking out at one location, and the girls are checking out another location. And the guy's like, so bro, how's your shopping experience? I'm like, cool. It's like, okay, bro, so this is what's going to happen. If you get this card, right, bro? You scan this in, you go on your computer, bro, and then you go on and you put your information in, and bro, they'll give you discounts. Okay, bro? So that'll be $14.95,
bro. Bitchin'!
And he said bro like 35 times in the span of like a minute conversation. So he rang me up and then left because there wasn't a line. So he went back to some other part of the store, and while the girls were checking out, I walked over to the other attendant and said, was that a joke? Or does he really say bro that often? And the girl looked at me and started giggling in a way that meant, no, he just says bro that often. And I was like, wow, people like that actually exist.
Yeah, some people just really have that surfer mentality. Like,
but he was like from Iowa and was like the nerd. He looked like a guy that should be playing fucking Halo all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so he was more the frat guy.
Maybe Halo is the wrong phrase. Halo's the wrong game, because that's a frat game. It's like he played Skyrim for fucking hours. But said bro constantly. Like, he probably picked up bro when he played Magic the Gathering professionally. You know what I mean?
Bro.
Oh, this seems like a weird melding of personality types.
Did he smell
like...
Because
at first you were sort of like describing like a surfer dude, and then it kind of devolved into frat guy, and then now I'm like, is he just an uber nerd?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I couldn't tell what he was wearing because he worked at Shoe Carnival, so he was wearing a uniform. But his hair was, like, messy, and not in the, like, I'm cool messy or I don't care messy, in the I don't know what to do with my hair messy, which makes me lean towards nerd.
So he looked like a...
So his hair was like mine.
Kind of.
Okay.
So he looked like a comic book shop reject. Did he have the patented gamer funk?
No, but there was a lot of disinfectant there because it was a shoe shop. So
I didn't get all up ons and smell.
Yeah, I mean,
weird.
If he was able to like thoroughly answer that question and be like, he had a major case of swamp ass, I would have been pretty disappointed for being able to figure that out.
But sometimes people just smell that badly from like a 5 foot
no,
radius.
I've been to land parties.
I thought swamp ass was one of those things that you get yourself. Like, how can you tell? Swamp ass is really like a self-perpetuating phenomenon.
You're saying
it's
self-contained?
Yeah, like...
No, trust me.
I've never smelled my own swamp ass, like...
Well, you have to understand,
you probably take enough showers.
Well, you can't smell your own swamp ass, because it's around you. Your nose just ignores the swamp ass. You really can tell the swamp ass when you're standing behind somebody in line at the theme park. That's when you're like, oh, you haven't showered in days, weeks, months.
That's a really long vacation. That's super awesome.
You know, those people from another nation. I don't know.
Don't get all racist, no.
I really want to throw a particular nation under the bus.
Nope! Don't do it!
I know.
Is it going to be Brazilians again? Because we've already done that.
Well, I think one of your only fans is for one of our...
He agrees!
Oh, right! It all agrees! I forgot about that!
So, he must not be one of the one percenters that we get here on vacation.
No.
God damn it.
Oh, it's not good. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Let's evacuate. Evacuation protocol data.
It actually smells kind of like cream corn. Oh, no, come back. Tell me if it smells like it.
No.
Please.
No.
Come on.
We're not smelling your farts.
You have to smell it and try to guess what I ate.
You're going to have to start your own fart smelling podcast.
Derpy Show.
Or just get a fat chick and throw her in the ocean and create a tsunami.
Wow. Fat chicks, you reckon? Rookie? That's a demerit.
Oh, God. Is this going to be like the man card thing? Because I don't know. I'm not going to have one long.
I think he's fitting in quite well.
Hey! Wait, what? Derpy Show, no fat chicks? That's not our slogan.
Yeah, but that was a really derpy thing to say.
It was a derpy thing to say.
This rookie status isn't like my man card, is it?
No, no. Unlike your man card, which eventually went away, you will be a rookie forever.
Now,
I'm okay with that.
Like our listeners at home, I'm a little bit confused about this man card issue.
All right. So long ago.
Thousands of years ago, before Sigourney Weaver.
Yes. Yes. This was back in the odd days of college. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. We were in college.
Yep.
Wait. Slow down. So, Joe went to college.
Yes.
Okay. Weird.
Joe's more educated than I am.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Shows you what you pay. You get what you pay for, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we were hanging out at the comic book shop, and the guy who owned the comic book shop was an exceptionally manly guy. Mm-hmm. You might not normally think this, but he was one of those guys that loves World of Warcraft, loves X-Men, and fucking loves the Chicago Bears.
Ditka.
Essentially. Like, I don't know if I ever saw him. I think the only time I've ever seen a picture of him not in a Chicago Bears jersey was at his wedding.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw him.
Like, he always, like, he'd wear a Chicago Cubs or Chicago Bears baseball cap everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like, the same hat. I think he just had, like, a closet full of them somewhere.
Kind of like a Doug or one of those other characters that just had, like, all of the same clothes over and over again.
In their closet.
I used to want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have to think about what to wear, and it'd be super easy to just, you know, put on that, and people would recognize you and be like, oh, it's the guy that always wears the blue shirt and the red shorts and whatever, and just be done with it.
Well, back in one of my old circles, we had the uniform.
Ah.
And the uniform was black Converse, blue jeans, and a black shirt with no logos. And it just so happened that all of us wore that a lot. So half the time when we go out, we realize that like four or five of us were all wearing the exact same thing and looked like some sort of weird gang. Anyway, so we're at the comic book shop, and the overly manly guy was talking about the man card and how, well, if you did something non-manly, you'd have to turn in your man card.
Mm.
Now, you could get your man card back in one of two ways.
Is there like a man card distribution agency that you have to turn it into?
No, your direct supervisor.
Direct supervisor, yeah. Okay.
And there was...
How is the hierarchy of man established in this?
Oh, no, not necessarily your direct supervisor in manliness, just whoever your supervisor is. So since we're at the comic book shop, he was the supervisor because he owned the shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, the way you got your man card back was by doing something incredibly manly, like using tools, or, you know, ripping a log in half, or...
Killing a bear with your bare hands.
Yeah, killing a bear with bare hands.
Eating an excessive amount of bacon?
Yeah, something really manly. Mm. Like, it could have to be, like, super manly. Like, let's say you grilled steaks for everybody. That's pretty manly, grilling some steaks. All right, man card restored.
Yeah.
Or fucking something.
Oh, okay. Or growing a nice beard.
Yeah, manly. Yeah. Now, so that's what manly thinks. Now, step two to get your man card back was fucking something. That was the other thing you could do.
Okay. Just anything.
Anything.
Yeah. Okay. I was pretty good at the number two one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else, not so much.
No, no, we're not. No, we're not saying the gay guys aren't manly, because they often are, because they often grow big beards and they fuck a lot.
Yeah.
So they have man cards. We want to point that out there.
Okay.
So we eventually decided that, well, maybe your man card had points. You didn't just lose your man card. Maybe you, like, got demerits on your man card.
It's like a frequent diner card at a restaurant.
Like, you get holes punched out of it.
Okay.
And so we decided
would you have
that,
to glue the holes back in then, like.
Or? Well, we assumed that Joe was not going to restore any of his points,
so we just
did that. So we're cutting out the holes, and then we discovered that Joe was dropping rapidly one night because.
Okay, wait.
No.
Can I
no.
protest this going to the internet, please, God?
You get to respond tactfully as you wish. But I'm saying this fucking story.
God damn it.
So he had spent the entire day at the beach and came back to us. Now Joe, who thinks he's Superman, is usually brown enough that he doesn't have to worry too much about sunscreen. But he should have worried this time because he came back burnt to hell.
Okay.
We're playing Dungeons.
So like, if I were to go out in the sun for about 10 minutes, that's what Joe looked like.
Right, because he went to the beach all day.
Wow.
So he comes back. Now not only is he sunburned, but he spent the whole day at the beach. So he's tired. And he probably drank a lot of beer. And so he's mildly hungover at this point. And he's sitting there playing D&D, like really fucking out of it. And he just keeps lifting his tank top up to expose his sunburnt belly while he rubs cocoa butter all over himself.
Wait, cocoa butter?
Some tube of goo he would squirt onto his skin and rub it.
So all of a sudden he's a pregnant woman rubbing cocoa butter on himself.
Yes!
To prevent stretch marks.
Yes.
Okay.
And he just wouldn't stop doing it. Like, he wouldn't go to the bathroom to apply more lotion. He would sit there, like, I'd be over there like, I'm attacking the... Joe, put your shirt on!
Hey, I was so...
Let me finish!
No!
Rookie! And so, we just kept not taking his man card away. To the point that we actually got so many notches, we ran out of paper on the card, because it was like a business card, that we actually went onto the computer and they printed out a pink business card because he had officially become a woman.
Ah, okay.
I was less manly than the owner's wife.
Yeah, she had a man card.
Now, did you have to go back to the comic shop to restore your man card at some point? Did you have to take pictures of your conquests? Or, like, I don't understand how you reestablished...
Well, I'd like to point out
the
fact...
Are you still a woman? I don't...
I'd like to point out the fact that this whole time, the sunburn was so fucking bad, like, I could barely stand to have a shirt on. And I was applying aloe so frequently that getting up to go to the bathroom to do it would have been fucking pointless.
So, but
now, okay, if he was in that situation and he wanted to retain his man card, how he should have gone about it is have a bunch of women applying this for him in private.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Or simply just not gone to fucking D&D that night.
Hmm.
I'm dedicated. I don't know what
you're
you want
dedicated.
From me.
You're dedicated.
Priorities, man.
Priorities. All right. Okay.
I don't know what you want from me. I mean, I still maintain that that's not why I lost my man card. I think I lost my man card because I had some song stuck in my head that you guys just would not allow to be manly.
I'm pretty sure that I remember the situation, and it was like some really,
was he
really
just singing good, like, "Hit me, baby, one more time" over and over?
No, it was worse. No, it was more like, "Man, I feel like a woman."
But can't remember what the song was, but that's what it was, because every time I'd start singing it, you'd be like, pull out your man card.
I'm pretty sure it might have even been like a Dixie Chicks song. It was like really bad.
We grew up in Polk County. The Dixie Chicks are one, hot chicks, and two, were really popular then.
They may have been popular. I can't remember enough to comment on their hotness.
I vaguely remember that the Dixie Chicks were a thing.
Derpy Show.
Alright guys, we wanted to do another chopper segment, but we've had a little problem getting DJ Snorlax back into the chopper. He's experiencing a little post-traumatic chopper disorder.
No, I'm not going back! I'm not going back!
So what we've done is we've put our rookie, Robo Joe, through chopper flight school.
And you want me to do that to myself? Are you fucking crazy?
The chopper is 100% safe.
Look at that guy! He's a wreck!
He's intact, dude.
Oh my god, maybe physically. I don't know, do you have all your toes? I can't see your feet.
I'm good. Look, I'm good. Okay. I just don't want to see that terrifying, gun-filled, 1% future again, okay? I can't handle it.
So, yeah, we've sent him to some kind of bad places. We made him interview a ghost that was very hostile. We had to erect
a
force
headless, right?
We had to erect a force field around the ghost so he wouldn't attack DJ Snorlax. And
how did you interview
And last
about
time we sent him into alternate timelines, and that just kind of left him a little bit shaken. So we're gonna it's completely safe this time. We're gonna keep you in this timeline. You're just gonna be going over to the Pacific Ocean, and we're gonna have you chase down the giant squid that they just found.
So you want me to go and talk to something with a beak that's as big as I am, and you say won't eat me?
It's only about 50 feet long.
Yeah. So you mean that thing that eats sperm whales, you want me to go talk to it?
Its eyes are roughly the size of dinner plates, so you're not going to have a hard time looking it in the eye.
It's going to, like, wrap its tentacles around
I'm going to drown. You're going to be fine. Just watch out for the ink. And go ahead.
I hate you guys so much. All right, I'm over the ocean. I don't see anything yet. Does this thing dive? You didn't tell me if it dives.
Yeah, the chopper can go anywhere, so feel free to go into the ocean and try to find that squid.
Don't they live really deep? Are you sure this thing can even handle the pressure?
It's 100% safe. The chopper is nearly magical. The science is that good on it.
Is it like that school bus that I really liked as a kid?
No.
Oh god. Well, here we go. Oh man, it's really dark down here. I can't really see anything.
Turn on the chopper eliminators.
Where are those?
It's the patented chopper eliminator button that's in front of you. It should...
There are no lights. I can't see it. I'm just going to start clicking buttons. Oh, is that okay?
Just be careful.
Oh god. What did that... Why?
Ooh, a light!
Hey, I have a muffin, though.
Ooh, was that a muffin button?
Wait, be careful. We never installed the muffin button.
But I have a muffin. It's right here. Like, oh, here's the light button. There it is. See the muffin? See the muffin? I have a muffin.
I can't actually see you. I'm just...
I see the muffin!
Guys, I think I found the squid, and he is apparently mildly homoerotic.
Hey, why don't you give me that muffin, bro? Look it up.
I'm not opening this door. Are you crazy?
Aw, come on. What are you doing down here with a muffin just teasing me? Come on.
Hey, is there a button that shoots muffins? Is there a muffin, like, machine gun?
Yeah, I think it's the button to the left.
Muffin. Hey, you said there wasn't a muffin button, but apparently there's
Robo Joe, you should not listen to other people when they're giving you advice on which buttons to push in the chopper. You never know if you're going to hit it with an enlargement beam or some other device that might enhance its killing ability.
Hit the red one! That's the good one!
I think I like hitting buttons. You remember Dexter's Laboratory?
Anyway, Robo Joe, we need to get this interview on with, so why don't you ask it a question? It's been very elusive. Maybe you want to ask it why it's been hiding all this time. So we've been having a hard time finding evidence of these large squids, so why don't you see what that's all about?
So Mr. Giant Squid?
Yes?
Do you have a name, or is it just Mr. Giant Squid?
You don't have enough beats to say my name, so Mr. Giant Squid's okay.
Okay, well, Mr. Giant Squid, why have you been in hiding for so long?
I haven't been in hiding, I've just been doing my thing. It's just me down here.
There's only one of you?
Yeah, it's just me! Hanging out, killing whales.
There are no, like, lady squids down there?
No.
That must get pretty lonely, that's horrible.
No, why do you think they call them sperm whales? Yeah!
That is disgusting.
Yeah, you don't know disgusting until you've squeezed the tentacle juice out of a sperm whale.
What? You're the squid! You're the one with tentacles! That reference doesn't even make any sense!
I'll squeeze you!
I was told that you can't do that in this, so go ahead and try!
Who do you trust? The squid or the dork in your earpiece?
Probably the squid.
Robo Joe, can we move this interview along? I've got another question for you. How about you ask it something about hentai? See if there's any sort of truth in that. Has he ever abducted any females?
So I've got a question coming in from all of our valuable listeners. Uh-huh. And inquiring minds would love to know, how many Asian schoolgirls have you kidnapped over the years and violated with your tentacles?
Well, you see, I used to have a big movie.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Career in Japan, so it was more of acting, but I think you've seen enough hentai to know where it went.
Did you ever fight Godzilla or Mothra? Were you in any kaiju battles?
No, they didn't hire me for the kaiju battles, but Disney did use me in their movie.
Oh, the one with the pirates?
No.
I thought that was a porn.
No, not the porn, and not the one with the pirates.
Wait, there's a Disney porn? Oh, I'm sure there are millions on the internet.
I was in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, you illiterate cocksuckers!
That was a Disney movie?
Yes!
I saw League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
That movie's dreadful! How dare you refer to that movie around me?
Hey, I love that movie. Captain Nemo was a bamf.
That was the zenith of Sean Connery's illustrious career, and he was in Zardoz. Come on!
Alright. What the hell is Zardoz?
Robo Joe.
He's making fun of Sean Connery. He's like my gay, like, crush, old guy.
Robo
crush.
Joe, I seem to have lost DJ Snorlax. I think you might be just interviewing him, so I'm gonna have you come back to the studio.
Okay. Well, this is Robo Joe on his first away mission, signing off.
Bye!
And that was the giant rape squid.
Derpy Show.
Warheads, man. Fucking warheads.
I've seen those in the past week.
Dude, but warheads were like currency when we were young.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like the guy who had warheads at school, he was like the drug pusher. He could get fucking anything. He just threw some warheads its way, and he got whatever he fucking
wanted. Reminds me of a story from junior high for me. I was sort of that kid.
Yeah?
I had a little cartel based on Now and Laters.
Wow.
Yeah.
That candy is
like
awful.
Okay, I had an uncle that worked in advertising. Like, he did a lot of professional photography for Tootsie Roll, the company Tootsie Roll and all of their, like, affiliate candies and everything. So when I would go visit him, he would literally just give me pallets and pallets of candy. So one time he gave me like several cases of Now and Laters. More Now and Laters than I could eat in like 3 years. Literally. Like seriously, just shitloads of these things.
So it became the Scarface of your junior high.
So I decided to sell them at school. And like I seriously got it to the point, like people really liked them. Like the kids really liked them. And I was selling them for way cheaper than they could get in the store because I was making 100% profit and I didn't care. And so, like, I got to the point where I had kids that would take the orders. I had kids that would deliver the orders.
Like,
I had employees.
That's awesome.
And then at one point, it went on for, like, about a month, and then I got, like, shut down by the man.
Shut the fucking Interpol.
Dude,
showed up.
No, I did the same thing in high school. Like, I guess nobody else in school's parents shopped at, like, Sam's Club. So my parents would always go and buy the, like, bags of, like, you get the mini bags of, like, Famous Amos cookies or, like, Nutter Butters or chips or whatever. And right before, I actually made my extra lunch money selling shit my parents bought. No, like, it was nuts because, like, right before lunch, the biology teacher had, like, a cabinet full of stuff she'd sell as fundraiser. Well, I never competed directly, so she was cool with it because I'd always bring in the stuff that she didn't have. So, like, if she was out that day and she wasn't going to the store, I'd bring in whatever she was out of and then supply it to my classmates.
Jesus!
Hey, you know what? They taught us economics in high school, and I put that shit to practice.
I played Pokemon cards in junior high.
Derpy Show.
I miss the Space Bag Buddy.
Oh, man, that guy.
So Space Bag Buddy is when you just open up a box wine. Little did you know, inside the box is a bag.
Yeah.
And you just, instead of, like, pouring it into a cup, you just pour it into your mouth. Now, eventually, there's not a good enough pressure to give you, like, a shot, so you have to start twisting the bag so it's not, so it's under pressure. So then it, like, shoots in your mouth.
Now, wait, couldn't you just, like, open the nozzle and suck on it, and then it would be like a Capri Sun?
Yeah, you could, but we're trying to get, like, it to shoot it into your mouth, like a shot. So what you do is, you twist it, you slap it, you suck it, and then it's your Space Bag Buddy.
Then you bop it, and then you pull it.
Yeah, and then you win.
And okay. I'd like to point out, the night that we discovered the Space Bag Buddy was also the night I bought a bucket of margarita mix, poured a whole bottle of tequila in it, and then gave my girlfriend a concussion.
So, how many times have you injured the girl you're dating? All of them?
Three.
Three. One of the times you punched one in the face, right?
Oh, I wasn't counting that so far.
You didn't count the time you punched your girlfriend in the face on accident.
She apologized to me. It was okay.
Did she just kind of like startle you a little bit? And you're like, reflexes!
Essentially,
yes. Basically, yes.
Only he backhanded her because she came from behind.
Okay, to be fair.
You can't just sneak up on somebody with ninja skills.
No, it gets worse than that. Okay, first of all, she was Filipino, so she was a ninja. Anyway.
That's not where ninjas come from.
Listen. Anyway, so...
To him, all this, of Asia is one place.
Yeah, Archer, watch it. That's me. So, basically, they used to have this spider at the house we all hung out with.
It was a rose-haired tarantula.
Yeah, whatever the fuck. It doesn't matter. I'm really, really arachnophobic. And one of our friends used to be, or still is, a little sociopathic. And he really enjoyed tormenting me. So, the night of said punching my girlfriend incident, I actually...
Allegedly.
The alleged punch. I was never convicted.
Listen. I spent most of that night in the bathroom with a towel shoved under the door, standing on top of the toilet, because I thought the spider was out and running around, you fucking assholes.
Wait, what?
So,
he
yeah.
He was convinced, so, because we said we'd let the tarantula out, he was convinced that it was. And was coming to get him.
Well, because you guys would keep throwing fucking black amorphous objects at me, and
we didn't once take the spider shed skin.
Oh god!
Open up a box of miniatures, like a random box of miniatures.
I was so.
And then put it back in and reseal the box and wait for him to open it, so that way he dumped them out and there would be what looked to be a full size tarantula inside.
Miniature what?
These were Heroclix.
Oh no, they were Star Wars minis.
Star Wars minis.
Okay.
Regardless, that was a pretty
good one. And it was awful.
That was a pretty good
one. Awful. So anyway, I go downstairs after putting up with this all night to kind of cool off a little bit. My girlfriend walks up behind me in the dark, puts her hand on my shoulder, but it's one of those like finger touches to like turn you around. So I thought it was somebody messing with me.
I'm not familiar with the finger touches.
Oh yeah, it's where you start with the pinky and then slowly caress it down.
So she puts her hand on my shoulder, and I thought it was one of them fucking with me again, because she didn't say anything. She just walked up behind me and like gently like puts her fingers on my shoulder. So I just turned around and smacked the shit out of her, and then she looked like she was gonna cry and apologize to me because she thought she was being a bad girlfriend.
I think she was a keeper, Joe. That's all I'm saying. you hit her, and she apologized?
Have I ever told you why I broke up with her?
Because she wanted it harder? I don't know.
Actually, that's kind of true. No.
Veto!
Derpy Show.
So, I want to talk about something.
Oh, God.
But I want...
Hey, you're in luck, buddy, because this is a talk radio show.
Hey!
Buzzing.
Okay, I guess it's not a radio show.
But go on. Are we doing the talking?
Or are we doing catchy Ziploc words?
But I want you two guys to hear. This is a story about how Glee stole from Jonathan Coulton.
Who's Jonathan Coulton?
The guy who wrote the Still Alive song for Portal.
Okay, yeah.
And how Glee stole from him. So, guys, you may or may not be fans of a musician known as Jonathan Coulton.
I'm a big fan of Jonathan Coulton.
Now that I know who he is, I like his work.
Now that I know who he is.
Come on.
That's my stick. I like music, but I don't know anything about it until you tell me what song they did.
I like music, I just don't know what I listen to.
No, seriously, that's what I have a girlfriend for.
She usually does pick out his music for him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, anyway, on one of his albums, Jonathan Colton made a parody, not parody, I guess a...
Cover.
Cover, more of an arrangement.
Yeah.
Of Baby Got Back. I guess you're aware of the Sir Mix-a-Lot song. Okay, just for a sample, I want to play a bit of a clip for that so you guys can hear it. We'll edit this in for you guys at home.
LA face with the Oakland booty. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You are the brothers, can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, wanna pull up tongue. You notice that butt was stuck.
Pretty unique version of Baby Got Back, right?
Yeah.
Acoustic, starts off with the weird variation, spoken word, all that. At one point, he, I believe, refers to himself as J. Cole.
Yeah.
Because Sir Mix-a-Lot refers to himself as, like, is Sir Mix gonna get caught up in this? He says, J. Cole gonna get caught up in this? You know, as an attempt to reference himself. Glee! This hasn't aired yet. But we did discover it on YouTube, and it's on the iTunes store, on the official Fox channel, selling this song, which is their version of Baby Got Back.
LA face with the Oakland booty. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with a nitty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, you wanna pull up tough. You notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring.
In the Glee version, they...
So I hope somebody's getting fired over this.
Well, and Jonathan Colton tweeted, hey look, at Glee on Fox, ripped off my cover of Baby Got Back. Never even contacted me. Classy.
Is anybody really surprised that Fox would blatantly rip off or steal from
it's probably,
someone else? I mean,
in Fox's defense, it's probably just like one or two people that did it.
Right. It's one guy who's like, this is really awesome, we should do this.
Yeah, but that's like blatant.
They even, none of the characters in the show have anywhere they could say their name is J. Cole, and they actually say J. Cole instead of Sir Mix in the song. In fact, there's links on the internet, we'll see if I can get this link for you, where people, you can, it's called like YouTube dubbing. It's where they play the both songs simultaneous. It sounds like it's the exact same
song. Yeah, I read that he said that it even sounded like some of the instrumentation was used.
It sounds like somehow they actually just ripped parts of like the solos out, or some of his like the voice out, and just redubbed over it.
That's ridiculous. Somebody needs to get fucking sued. Fox is firing somebody for that. Because they're gonna get sued for it. And if they don't, they should.
At this moment, he claims he just wants credit. He wants them to acknowledge it and credit him. That's what he wants right now. More than anything else. But, yeah. It's pretty fucked up. The nerds are really upset about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean... To admit that you blatant... Somebody's probably losing their job over it.
Jonathan Colton's pretty cool, like, about stuff like that, I feel like, because, like, he pretty much just does the music act as sort of a side thing. Like, he doesn't let it interfere with his family life. Like, that's why he doesn't go on tour very often, and when he does, his family's busy, like, with school and stuff like that, and he has time to go out and do shows. So I feel like he's a little bit more down-to-earth and not too happy, like... a lot of the other artists can be.
The thing is, though, I don't feel like it'd be being Sue happy. I feel like he needs to do it just to make a point. They literally stole his
The problem is, you can't technically copyright an arrangement. He would have to prove that they actually stole his
recording.
Well, Queen did it.
Well, no. Here's the thing. If it's an original song, like...
Oh, okay.
Like, he arranged someone else's work. So he can't copyright that arrangement. It is, however, fucked up.
Agree.
And oh, yeah, if totally. He could some, and apparently there are several people, like hacker types, attempting to analyze both of the songs, the official MP3s, and see if there is enough of the same like harmony stuff that whether or not they literally just copied and pasted his music. If it's close enough, it's there's no discernible difference between, because you can't tell whether it's a copy and paste. But if it's the exact same, you know, algorithm, sound, chord. A weird, apparently there's a weird quacking sound effect that appears in both.
Yeah.
Like, it's apparently disgustingly obvious that they just ripped the fuck out of Jonathan Coulton.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah! Yay, Glee!
And the funny thing is if they would have just called him, he probably would have been like, cool, go ahead.
Yeah!
Credit me in the credits. Have a nice life.
Although, some people think it's a move, because now we don't know for a fact if it's actually in the episode or not.
So it's a Glee publicity stunt?
People think that nerds are going to... People are worried that nerds are going to watch the episode to see if they play the song.
That'd be clever.
Stupid. So stupid. It makes me so mad about stupid Glee.
Derby Show.
It's funny. Kill him with
I'm
this
going
spoon.
To take your phone and drop it into my glass of water.
If only I had it protected with that new nano coating.
Wouldn't that be cool? The one that makes it resistant to water?
Yeah.
Do you think we can just spray it with the Rain-X that you put on your car windshield?
Oh, hey, no.
No?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because Rain-X doesn't protect. It just makes the water beat off of it. It'd still get damaged.
Yeah. Right. The water won't touch it. It'll beat off.
You go beat off.
I don't think that...
You beat off!
No, you beat off!
Listen, I really don't think that works the way you think it does.
Well, all I'm saying is, there is a coating you can put on your phone, and they put it into a fish tank, and they pull it out, and their hand is wet, but the phone is dry.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Rain-X isn't hydrophobic enough.
Oh. How do we make it more afraid
this,
of
this
water?
This coating is like hydrophobic nanoparticles that so completely surround
like,
all
so do we
parts.
Just take Rain-X and then like draw a scary face on a bottle of water and like keep showing it at it, or like hold its eyes open and then show like pictures of water with like nuclear bombs flashing really quickly like Clockwork Orange? Is that how we make it more hydrophobic?
Probably.
Okay. Joe, how do we make you more arachnophobic? If we figure that out, then we can make the Rain-X more hydrophobic.
I don't think that's actually possible.
You're about as arachnophobic as you can.
Yeah. I mean, you saw me jump out of a moving car almost. You were sitting next
to
me when that happened.
So, do you have your girlfriend squish spiders for you?
Yes. We have an arrangement. I take the cockroaches and she kills the spiders.
Okay, she doesn't... Okay. Is that a girl thing that they just don't like cockroaches?
I don't get it. They're so easy to kill.
And they can't hurt you in any way.
Cockroaches.
They're mildly creepy, that's it.
They're not even that creepy to me. They're just a bug.
Well, I think it's just like they're giant and they just appear randomly.
They're not even that quick. I feel like they're way quicker things. I had mice in my house. They're way quicker than
mice. Oh, yeah, you're not going to catch a mouse. Oh, you can't catch
no, we did.
I fucking caught a mouse.
Remember the field mouse?
It took me weeks to catch that fucking savage, but I got him.
Is this going to be like an epic tale that you're about
to tell?
He
kept it as a pet!
About... Tell us about your white whale. I mean, your mouse.
All right. So, at one point I was sitting on my chair, and I heard a...
There was a DJ stuck in your wall.
Winky, winky.
Hold on, I think I need to get closer. It was kind of a...
It's surprisingly good.
So, I heard that sound coming from my chair.
Gotcha.
And I had a pet rat, so I knew what that sound was. It was obviously a rodent chewing on something. I was like, how the hell did my rat get out? So I went and checked. He was in his cage. So I came back and said, that's weird. And I heard it again. So, I flipped the chair over and discovered that a small gray blur came running out from underneath the chair and disappeared into the walls.
Was there, like, one of those cartoon-style little... holes in the baseboard.
God, I wish that I would have known where he came out of, but no, I had no idea how he was getting into or out of the house.
But he was also, like, as big as your thumb.
He's little. Tiny. Tiny little thing. After many weeks of, like, hearing him in the couches or hearing him in the chairs and trying to get him out and trying to capture him, and one time we actually got him, like, we pulled off the black fabric on the bottom of the chair and flipped the chair upside down, and he was there. But we didn't want to grab him because he'd bite the shit out of us.
Yeah, plus you don't know what they're carrying.
Right. So we're trying to catch it, and through getting out, he got loose, and we lost him again. Over, like, weeks we were trying to hunt this fucking mouse. Every time you'd like, it'd be middle of the night, and you like turn the light on, and then fucking see that gray blur dart across the room, eating our fucking shit, getting into our like crackers in the fucking cabinet.
What was it, a mouse bro that was eating your cockroaches?
No mouse bro. Okay. He was eating my goddamn fucking Ritz.
Oh, okay.
So then I went on the internet and I attempted to find a trap that would capture him. And you take like a 2-liter bottle, cut off the top, put it on the inside, and then fill it with treats. And the trick was that the mouse would smell the treats, jump in, and not be able to get back out.
Ah, yeah.
And then when you found him, he would eat so many of the treats, he'd be
diabetic.
So this
is a tiny mouse if he was able to get through that hole. Or did you have to cut off the screw?
Oh, no, he was super tiny.
He was super tiny. It didn't work. He obviously had gotten inside of it and then got back out because it was knocked over and there was food missing. So then...
So it needed to be anchored better, probably.
I guess. Jesus, it was really difficult. But eventually, he was running around the house and he ran into what was our entertainment console, like the black thing that our TV sat on.
Okay.
And so I had these like sheets of plexiglass that we were using for like D&D to put over a map so you could draw on the map and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so once he got in there, we just slapped the two pieces of plexiglass on either side, and then little by little would reach in, like pull out the PlayStation, and then like unplug something, pull out the VCR, until we caught and realized he was in there all by himself, and we could see him. And there he was, hunched in the corner, like missing fur, big scary teeth, and little tiny claws.
He was really missing fur and looked like a...
He looked like a creepy little golem mouse.
Okay.
Like... You know, like, you see, like, mice in the stores, and they, like, have lots of fur, they're kind of cute. He was like...
I don't know, like, we used to catch field mice occasionally in our, like, when I was growing up, and the field mice were always adorable.
He was not a field mouse. He was, like, a dirty gutter mouse. It was awful.
Hmm.
That reminds me of ferrets.
I'm not done yet.
Oh.
So then, we had to get him out of there. So, like, he's zooming around because he's super fucking fast. And I'm trying to capture him like a cup or something so that I can put him into a little... Because we'd actually, a couple days prior, purchased a small green container for when we finally caught the set. And once he was in this little green plastic, like, you know, like a little terrarium thing, we put like the stuff we put for the rat and put a little food in there, put a little water in
there. Yeah, you had to recreate his habitat. Like, you put a stick in there and a leaf and...
Yeah. That's how... He just kept like... jumping and bouncing around like fucking... You know those levels in Sonic the Hedgehog where you're just a ball and it would spin around and you just go ding, 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 ding?
Oh, yeah, the Chaos Emerald levels.
Yes.
Like the first Sonic.
It was like he was doing that. Just bum, 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 bum. I thought he was going to kill himself beating his head against the ceiling and the sides of the container. But eventually calmed down and we were able to get a good look at him. It was super creepy and super awful. And I kept him for like 3 months and I'd feed him food and he got fat and he got his hair groomed back and he started to be cute. Wouldn't let us touch him. But he got so fat that he couldn't jump very far. And I was like, well, now he's so fat, we can't let him loose. Because he'll just die. He's, like, become, like, fat and now he's not malnourished, but, like, he doesn't run. He's not able to survive out in the wild. Yeah, sedentary. So I kept him. And then one day I come home from work and fucking Joe let him out in the wild because I shouldn't have a pet anymore. Joe and my ex-girlfriend did.
She, no.
She said you both did it.
We both did it, but she talked me into it. I can't remember what she said, but...
Well, Joe, talking you into something is going, come on.
Yeah, from what I know about Joe, it's very easy to talk him into things.
But yeah. She let my savage mouse go. I was very upset about it.
I remember letting it go, but I remember there being a reason I let it go.
Savage Mouse sounds like a band.
Yeah.
Well, what's that other band with mouse in the title?
Dead Mile 5?
Dead Mile 5!
Sure.
Black Flag.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be a mashup between Savage Garden and Dead Mile 5. Could you even imagine what that would sound like?
Oh my god.
Savage Mile 5?
Savage Mile 5. I wonder if that's a thing on YouTube, if someone's made Savage Mile 5. Like, not with that name necessarily, but they've like remixed Dead Mouse.
Probably.
In Soundgarden.
Let's look for that later.
That sounds awful.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you have two things that are awful and you combine them, they're not going to magically be awesome.
Yeah, two wrongs don't actually make a right.
Sometimes it does. Like, I hate gin and I hate tonic, but you put gin and tonic together. And...
I hate gin, I hate tonic, put together, and it'll get you drunk.
No, like, it's really surprising. Like, I don't like gin and I don't like tonic, but I can drink a gin and tonic. I don't know.
Well, tonic water is just basically sparkling water, so you're just pretty much watering down the gin.
No. Soda water is carbonated water.
Tonic water has
a little bit of something.
It's the cure for malaria. What is it? It's, seriously, that's what tonic water is.
Really? It's the cure for malaria?
Yes. That's what gives it flavor. It's, I forget what the chemical is called, but the story behind tonic water is that back in, I think when they first started exploring...
South America.
I think it was Africa where malaria is.
Okay. I thought malaria was in the Panama Canal.
I think that's yellow fever.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I'm sorry. I get my infectious diseases confused.
Anyway, when they were first had problems with malaria, they figured out that this chemical would override it, so they just started putting it in all of the water that they were sending with these people. So they were constantly just drinking low doses of the malaria cure, and people liked to mix it with their drinks, and it just kind of stuck.
That's bizarre. Yeah. We still are just drinking malaria cure.
Yeah.
Weird.
I mean, Wikipedia.
I Borapedia'd it. I'm taking this as fact now.
I trust you. He wants us to
look at it. I want to at least know the compound.
Yeah, because he wants to know
what you're old enough that you were probably there, so I believe you.
Hey, three of my men died to malaria before they started making
tonic water.
Three of your men.
Oh, God.
Is that when you rode to San Juan Hill?
What?
He served with Roosevelt. He was a rough rider.
In Cuba?
Sure. Oh, God.
Are you okay, dude?
No, I don't have a good digestive system.
No, I'm actually going to die soon. Thanks for bringing it up.
Quinine.
Quinine?
Okay.
Wait, you mean quinoa?
You mean quinoa?
No, it's quinine.
No, quinoa is spelled like that.
Tonic water now has a significantly lower quinine content. And it's got a distinctive bitter taste. Nice. And that fart is fucking terrible.
Yes!
God damn it.
I'm developing a mutant power, guys. Soon I'll be able to weaponize it.
Yeah, South Asia and Africa.
Gather behind you in a ball. I'm
gonna Hadouken in my fart.
Kamehameha crap.
It just burns the eyelids off people.
Did you know that under UV light, quinine is very, very glowy?
Does that mean tonic water glows?
Yeah.
What?
That's Canada Dry tonic water.
Why don't we have tonic water all over our parties and put black lights out? Because that feels like... Then we're like in Tron.
Space drinks.
Oh! I want space drinks. Joe, make me a space drink.
From space.
Space!
Space, space. Got a space drink. Space.
Derpy Show.
Hey guys, so you know, Derpy Show is going to be moving to Friday!
Yep, that's right. This is going to be the last episode that is on Wednesday for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm. Well, our next episode will be on February, is it 18th?
I don't have a calendar in front of me. Why'd you have to do this to
me? It's around there. If look at the 18th.
The 18th is a Saturday.
Then it's the day before that, so the 17th.
Our schedule is going to be just about the same, except for 2 days later.
Yeah, since most of you probably don't even listen to it on the day it's released anyway, it just shows up in your like podcast RSS feed at some point, you'll be fine.
If this affects you in any negative way, we apologize, but we have no control over it.
Yeah, feel free to send me an email that I will promptly delete or print out and then wipe my butt with.
If it does upset you, talk to us on the Nerdy Show forums about it, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Otherwise, it's not a big deal. 2 days later, just download it.
2 days later.
Is that like 28 days later?
Stay tuned for our next episode. 2 days later. Bye!
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show, presented by Nerdy Show. If you enjoyed what you've heard, support the Nerdy Show Podcast Network by telling a friend, join in on the community forums, or support us with your hard-earned cash and receive exclusive perks. For more episodes of Derpy Show, Nerdy Show, Dungeons & Doritos, and other podcasts, videos, our Minecraft server, and other cool stuff, visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter, @Nerdy Show, to keep up to date on the latest Nerdy Show news.
One of the guys at work was talking about an article he read that was Goku versus Superman.
God damn it.
Can't help it, bro.
You know how in restaurants, over the grills, they've got those...
The hood systems.
The hoods that just pull air out constantly? We need one of those over Channing.
I do need one of those.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.